got a thing going on with this. Turn your head, man. Let the camera see this shit you're doing, man.
I'm trying to be original.
And there's some motion on the back.
Yeah, some stuff on the back, too.
So this is, what do you call that?
I don't know what I call that.
We got to name it so people can ask for it in barbershops.
No, I don't want nobody asking for it in barbershops.
You can't be the only person with that.
I want to be the only person with
this. I'm getting it later, nigga. There's nothing, there's nothing you can do.
I want to be the only person with it.
Well, you can have it for 20 more minutes. But nigga, after that, I'm going to get four. Nigga.
Dude. when you ugly, you got to do something. Right. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something to attract the lady.
That's right. You got to do anything.
Anything.
Yeah, because I mean you.
Yeah.
How long you been ugly? Man, I was in an audition for this thing, and if you don't understand acting, they give you what's called a breakdown, and they basically say, this is the type of character it is, this is, you learn about them, the setting, the personality of the character, and it literally was like a Rampage Jackson type. I'm sitting in the lobby. Waiting, because I'm like, I want this one to see what I can get. Doors open, in walks a little Asian lady and Rampage. Fucking Jackson. Me and Mark Curry were both in the waiting room. We looked at each other like, nigga, this shit is over. He's here.
Mine didn't say that. Mine didn't say Rampage Jackson.
Mine said... I'm sure they delete that off. Oh, the yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I wish that would have gave me more confidence. Dude, I was good. I learned it. It gave me a short time, but I learned it. You know, I get punched for a living, so it's kind of hard for me to rememorize shit. See, I can barely talk sometimes.
Well, see, remember or memorize? You're a genius. You just meant to put rememorize.
Yeah, rememorize.
Yeah. Nobody's perfect, bro. If you make up a damn word, it's a new word now. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to embrace you for the things that make you different.
So what's the correct word I should say?
Well, if you're trying to remember it.
Yeah, I'll try to rememorize it.
Well, memorizing helps.
Oh, memorizing.
Yeah, I think rememorizing is once you memorize something mm-hmm. and then you put it down for a while, you come back, you got to rememorize it.
See, that's what I be trying to do, though. I got to step away from it and come back to
right.
it.
Right. So acting, you're working on it.
I'm working on it.
Here, let's get this just a little bit closer.
Okay.
Don't hit me, nigga. Just all right. So, as far as the acting stuff goes, are you happy with where it's at? Are you putting energy into it? Or
well, I still fight, and I walked over a lot of movies for fights. And as soon as I retire, that's what I want to do. I want to jump in, you know, head first. I like acting; it's fun. So right now, I just be doing B movies here and there. I just did my first horror film.
What?
I did a horror film.
It's out.
It's out. It's the guy's telling me now. It's at Walmart right now.
What's it called?
It's called A Psycho's Path.
Are you the psychopath?
I'm the psychopath. Oh,
shit.
Killing folks.
Another one he just walked in the room and got. They were like, oh, yeah, he could have it.
Yeah. They it's kind of like a Michael Myers type thing. It's like one of those, it's set up to be like one of those like old school cheesy horror films. Yeah.
Where they're running, but you walk and you still catch them.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cool.
And so you just got back from a fight.
Yeah.
And... that placed you in Japan.
Yeah, I was in Japan.
For how long?
I was there for like 2 weeks. Yeah, I could have came home. I could have came home. Actually, I should have came home right after the fight because I got my ass whooped. But Japan, they don't care.
I thought you won.
No, I lost.
Just because you was like, you know what, I'm going to throw this one.
No, I didn't. A lot of people thought I did.
Who's whooping your ass is what I'm trying to figure out.
This Russian dude named Fedor, man, he's one of the baddest dudes on the planet.
He's cold.
Yeah, he got me. He got me.
So we're going to rematch?
I don't know. He said he wanted to retire after that. So I'm like, oh, it's whatever.
Hey, I would too, nigga. If somehow I caught you with a lucky punch and you was out, I'm not fighting you again because you know my punch.
Yeah, he got me.
Shit.
He was faster than I thought it was.
Oh, really?
I knew he was fast, but I didn't know he was that. I didn't even see that punch.
And it was a straight right?
No, it was like an overhand. It hit me on top of the head. The ones that hit you on top of the head are the ones that get you.
The worst ones?
Yeah, he cut me right here. He hit me on top of the head somehow. He got me.
And you got a thing going on with this. Turn your head, man. Let the camera see this shit you're doing, man.
I'm trying to be original.
And there's some motion on the back.
Yeah, some stuff on the back, too.
So this is, what do you call that?
I don't know what I call that.
We got to name it so people can ask for it in barbershops.
No, I don't want nobody asking for it in barbershops.
You can't be the only person with that.
I want to be the only person with
this. I'm getting it later, nigga. There's nothing, there's nothing you can do.
I want to be the only person with it.
Well, you can have it for 20 more minutes. But, nigga, after that, I'm going to get four. Nigga.
Dude. When you ugly, you got to do something. Right. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something to attract a lady.
That's right. You got to do anything.
Anything.
Yeah, because I'm in you.
Yeah.
How long you been ugly?
Dude, since I was a little man, my family ridiculed me about how ugly I am.
So dig this. A lot of comments, and you have a great sense of humor. People don't know that.
No, they don't know
that. They don't know that. No, I'm telling y'all right now, like, I'll go through my videos, and he watches my content, and if it gets a rampage, like, it's usually going to do great. It's almost like... The verification of if it's good when I throw it up.
Some of them I probably don't be seeing. Sometimes I don't be on Instagram.
Yeah, because you be training and working hard. But I'm somebody, your people who got your phone, they clicking on shit. But usually if you got a rampage, like, I'm like, okay, I'm in the game. I'm in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, you be killing me. That's why I started following. I'm going to be honest, man. Sometimes you follow, like, some of the funny people on Instagram and some of the stuff don't be funny. I think they just be making content.
Yeah, because they got to hit a certain amount of it.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, and you'll see. When you retire, you'll be like, nigga, I got to keep making shit. Like, I don't know what to do.
I just be stealing people's stuff and posting it on there. Come on. I see something funny, like, oh, this is funny, I just post
it. You just share it. Yeah, it's like a microblog. But I'm saying that to say, like, your sense of humor, which is intact, right, and combined with, and this ain't, I'm not doubling up on the joke, but combined with you being ugly, is usually enough for people to get into comedy.
Yeah, that's
a lot of stand-ups were awkward or chubby or fat or whatever, and people fucked with them so much that they developed the thick skin to make jokes back.
And that's how I got it.
That's how you started fighting, though.
Well, no, that's not why I started fighting.
Okay, but that's how you got the funny.
That's how I got the funny, because my family, you gotta have thick skin or you'll kill yourself.
How many y'all is it?
Man, it's four of us growing up. I'm talking about my whole family. All cousins, uncles, everybody.
Memphis is all of y'all?
All of us. Man, I remember when I was little, my auntie, my grandmama's sister, used to call me ugly.
So your great auntie?
Yeah, my great auntie, but we just call her auntie. That's all we call her.
Okay. And what's her name?
Auntie.
Auntie what? We're going to shout her out, or you keep her name out of things? Hey, auntie, that's enough for me.
Her name was Fastina.
Okay.
I didn't want to say it because I know he's going to make fun of her.
I honestly, my mind went immediately to, like, damn, she must hit quick. Fastina.
Fastina, yeah. That was her name, Fastina.
So Fastina was the first one to tell you ugly.
Well, she was the first one to start joking about it. She made it funny. Because I just remember I was real little, and she used to call me ugly. I was like, I'm not ugly, I'm pretty. And she was like, pretty ugly?
Damn.
And I laughed. I thought it was funny.
That is funny. Shit. That's funny.
But I had all scars on my face. You know, I was like a real rough kid. I used to get hit by cars and stuff all the time. And I had my whole body was full of scars. And
well, let's just take a second. Whoa. You don't get to say it was getting hit by cars all the time, and we don't know how. Like, what was you doing in the street? Where were these cars?
Yeah, bro, it was stupid.
Did the community start looking for you? Like, he might be out there. What happened?
Probably. I used to play football in the street and stuff. I grew up in a rough neighborhood.
And your homies wasn't shit. They didn't yell out, car, like everybody else?
Man, I don't know what the problem was. I remember the first time I got hit by a car, it was totally my fault, though. It was totally my fault.
Okay.
My cousin, you remember back in those days, I'm 41, how old are you?
36.
You got damn. I'm that much older than you. Do you guys remember those Zap-It guns that they had invisible ink? It's like a water gun. You put color in it and you shoot it.
Oh, I do remember that.
Okay.
And you thought you got hit with ink, and then
no,
it would go.
Yeah, no. Nah. My mom was coming to pick me up. I was staying on my hanging out with my dad for the summer, and my mom's coming to pick me up. We had to go somewhere. I was dressed nice, and I don't normally dress nice. And if I would mess it up, my mom would have beat the hell out of me.
Right. You got your good clothes on.
Oh yeah. And my cousin was trying to shoot us with this damn Zap-It gun with the invisible ink, but it don't really. If you got it on white or something, it don't really...
Right.
Yeah. And I tried to run from him. And all I saw was him and my brother look back at the car and look back at me. And they didn't have time to tell me. Boom.
Hit you how hard?
It hit me pretty hard. I got a little dent in my head. My head hit the bumper. Then I flew like all the way on the other side of the street and I landed like this.
Nigga landed light-skinned.
All I remember, my dad still whooping my ass for getting hit by a car.
God damn.
And I couldn't walk for 2 days.
You a junior, ain't?
No.
What's your daddy's name?
His name, Charles.
Not Charles.
Not Charles.
Chas. He's smooth. He got a swag to him.
Yeah.
So if you had to go and look at the people between your mama and Fast Tina, your grandma, your three siblings.
Four siblings.
Four. No. So there's five of y'all total.
It's five of us. It's okay. Four of us. It was four siblings I grew up with, what I said. My math is not that bad.
It's all good, man. I told you, I embrace the bullshit.
Okay.
So who would you say contributed the most to who you are today as a man, as a person, as a human? Who
probably my mom, because you know I was the middle child, and you know, and my little sister, she was born when I was 14, so I grew up with like the other three mostly. You know, by the time when I was 14, my mom had already put me out right before she had my sister. So it's my mom, she made me really strong because she didn't give a fuck about me.
Damn.
So that made me really strong, and I had to do everything for myself.
Right.
So I could I.
And you were 14
when my mom finally just put me out. She said, "Oh, you got to get out." I understood. She had another baby coming. You know, I understood. I knew what was up.
Okay.
And she just made me a strong person.
What did you do? What does a 14-year-old who just found out that the world is their oyster do? What's the first thing you do?
The first thing I did, she said, I look just like and act just like my dad. That's the first thing she told me that I did. She said, and she said it. Not in a nice way. She wasn't happy about it. Damn. She wasn't happy about it.
So then, did you go get a job, or did you just what'd you do?
I had a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had money coming in.
Good.
Yeah, I had money coming in.
I did what I had to do.
My cousin, he was like a couple years older than me. He was dating like one of the most popular strippers in Memphis at the time, mm-hmm. and he took me up on his wing, and we lived with his stripper girlfriend.
Slow Tina.
Huh?
That's her name. No.
What was her name? No, her name was Baby Cake.
Baby Cake.
Baby Cake.
Oh, she was killing them.
Oh, she was hot.
Give it up on the stage, too, for Baby Cakes. you know she was killing them.
Dude, she was
baby
killing.
Cakes came out. That means she had a baby face and dude, ass. Dude. Oh, she was killing the game.
Oh, dude, she was fine as hell.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, the last two interactions. I think I've only had two interactions. I would say on set and then now. You bring Asian people with you everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that like, oh, that's the help. I say like, but everybody comes with you and there's like a respect.
Who was with me the first time?
A young lady. And she was running shit over. She was like, come sit. She came and sat down first and then you were like, all right, I'll sit.
Oh, that was my chef was with me that time.
You see what I'm saying? So your people are good, solid people.
Yeah.
And they're all... They don't look Japanese to me, though.
No, that girl, that chef, she was Japanese, but she's Korean. I mean, Canadian Japanese.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of, it's Japanese people all over the world.
They're everywhere.
I'm going to tell you why I fuck with the Asian people. You know, I moved straight from Memphis, and I moved to Orange County and to train to be a fighter. And the only job I could get was bouncing at a Vietnamese nightclub and then at a Vietnamese bar.
What was the name of those places?
The bar was called Moulin Rouge. It was like the Vietnamese Cheers, brother. Everybody knows your name.
Really?
The same people came in every day. And I used to work with his ex-girlfriend. He married her years later. And I used to work with his ex-girlfriend. How me and Lloyd became friends was I used to hit on his girlfriend, man. She had a fat ass for an Asian girl. I'm talking about. Dude, like a donkey donk.
Baby
like,
cakes.
Dude, I didn't. I'm from Memphis. We ain't have no Asians, really.
Right.
And I'm like, I ain't no Asian girls had ass like this.
Right.
So I was hit on her, and she was like, I got a boyfriend. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's all good, you know.
You still got ass. Yeah. Man, I can't say that.
Yeah. And I stopped for a little bit, and then I hit on her again. She said, I told you I got a boyfriend. He right there. I'm like, oh, my bad, dog. I ain't try to disrespect.
Nah. Right,
and
right.
He was cool. He said, man, fuck it. I know she hot, man. That's why I'm with her. And then we became friends from that day on. And then throughout the years, we just became close. Now he's like my brother. My family loves him. Everybody.
So y'all been rocking since
right. This almost 20. It's been almost 19, 20 years.
Yeah, y'all can.
Yeah,
y'all can. Yeah, because yeah, I saw he was driving.
Yeah,
your new car.
Yeah, I let him drive when I'm in the car with him because he already told him one of my cars.
He told him the car. Oh, he was in it on his own.
Yeah, he was there. He helps me out. He like cars. He helps me out with my car because I ain't gonna lie, I'm lazy as hell because I be training all the time. And my favorite car, I had a Mercy Largo, Lamborghini, and this motherfucker told him my shit. He hates this story.
Tell it. I need to hear it. Tell me the story.
No, he.
And feel free to come represent yourself because.
He ain't getting nothing.
I fucked it up.
Come here. They, no, come here real quick because they can't hear you and they need to know. why did Rampage let an Asian man drive his brand new Lamborghini? What happened?
Well, I was supposed to do a smog check and shit, you know, I just kept on stunning on it, so. It was cold, you know, I was just, shit went left. Shit went left.
But there you go.
Dude, man, it was bad. Like, I didn't even.
You can see the TMZ and Google that motherfucker.
Huh? Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know if they caught that. Say TMZ. He said, "Check TMZ." I didn't want to tell him where to find the rest of the story.
Yeah. So since he did that, now if you want to drive on my car, most likely I got to be on the passenger right. side.
Just he, say, man, chill out.
God, yeah, he hooks me up. He got a lot of hookup in the car world.
Okay.
So he hooks me up. I get like rims for free, and he done got me a bunch of shit for free. Like Boiler is also hooked me up, and it's all the contacts come from him.
And it's a body kit out there on that Camaro.
No, that's stock.
What?
That's the top of the line Camaro though.
What is that? Because that motherfucker car was going 2 miles an hour.
That's a ZL1.
Oh, that's the good buy.
Yeah.
If you want to go, you gone.
Yeah. That's.
So is that your thing? You have a sweet spot for cars?
I like cars.
So what's your prized automobile?
Man, I done went through some of my favorite was at Murcielago and my R8. I had the first generation R8. I drove it till the wheels fell off.
Really?
But I think my favorite car right now is my Hellcat. That's my
okay.
That's my go getter.
You give it to valet in valet mode?
No, I just said fuck it. Get a red key. I just give him a funny look.
Huh, right.
I don't fuck with my shit.
Huh. That's yeah. enough.
Cause you gotta bring the black key to give him the valet mode. So yeah, you don't want to carry around two keys.
Yeah. So you just give him the red one and say, hey,
park that.
That's what's up. So when the dust settles and you finish fighting and you go into acting headlong,
yeah.
What would you say is the role that you're looking at? Like, I really want to do that.
Man, you know, I like to do like fun stuff, action stuff, but you know, I done moved up to heavyweight. You don't see a bunch of heavyweights doing action. Like being like, you know what I'm saying, like,
well, John Cena.
Well,
ain't he a big boy?
Well, not like heavyweight like me, shaped like me. I ain't no heavyweight like shaped like John Cena.
I need
Cena.
To drop some weight if I wanna do this shit.
I gotta drop some weight if I want. I gotta drop some weight if I wanna do that type of stuff. But that's what I like to do. I wanna do some action comedy and stuff like that. But I've been thinking, man, you know, A-Team did really good outside of the theaters. It did really good in
worldwide.
Worldwide, mm-hmm. But it did really good on cable and stuff. So I was hoping, like, to find out who owned the rights to it and probably get somebody to do, like, a B.A., like, you know, like an origin story.
B.A. Barack is before.
Yeah, before and, how, you know, leading up to how he met all the whole A-Team and stuff like that.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, that's what my heart's at right now.
He's gonna need a cousin.
Yeah,
he's gonna need a wise cracking, yeah. fast talking cousin.
Hell yeah,
yeah. I'll drop weight for it.
No, see if you ain't no actions, if you ain't doing all the action stunts and the stars and all, you don't gotta drop weight.
I want abs.
I want abs too. I want my abs back.
You want them back, huh?
I want them back.
Okay, so what is next? So you come off of Japan, you come off the fight, you come off of desiring a rematch.
Yeah.
You're not retired yet. So no. What do you do between now and B.A. Baraka's origin story?
Well, right now I'm just working on my weight, get my weight down and my fitness.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm going on a very strict diet. I've been having like a medical issue for a while. My coach said I had a overactive knife and fork.
See what I'm saying? He's funny. Not only did he say the joke, but he looked at me to watch it hit. Knife and fork. That's funny.
No, yeah, because a couple years ago, I got diagnosed with underactive thyroid.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
that'll slow everything down.
Yeah, but then I met this scientist named Coach Cal, and he did like a bunch of blood panels and stuff on me, and he figured out that it wasn't my thyroid, and I saw two specialists, and all they did was give me medicine. They checked my blood, gave me medicine.
Thyroid each time.
Yeah, and then he said the scientist said, oh, the thyroid medicine is what keeping you from losing weight.
Get out of here.
And he said it's something about my adrenal glands or something. He said it was like T3. He got all scientific on
right.
And I said, man, lame's turn, bro. He was like, ain't nothing wrong with your thyroid, but this medicine is keeping you from losing weight. And so he changed my soap, my water. He changed he changed all the
really
chemicals. He changed my deodorant, changed everything. And now
you telling me I'm still fat because of my deodorant?
Could be a lot of stuff. It's so, a lot of chemicals in that.
That is true. And I, and all jokes aside, I really am trying to drop weight.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I would just run outside for like a weekend and come back and I would notice a difference. Now I'm like, well, God damn.
Yeah.
What would you recommend for the average person who's watching, like, you need to do the Rampage diet?
Well, I'm just starting it. Okay. I'm just starting it. And when I started it, I started losing a pound a day. And that's amazing for me because for a long time, I wasn't losing weight. In this whole training camp, I trained 3 times a day.
Right.
And I wasn't losing weight for this fight.
Wow.
And then he finally started me on, what do you call it, intermediate fasting? Okay. Intermittent.
Yeah, so you were eating during the window of time.
Yeah, so that's why I was trying to get to, that's why I was trying to get to dinner.
By 6.
Cause, yeah, so I could eat before 8.
Okay.
So today I'm going to break it, but I'm going to eat later, but I won't eat till like maybe 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Because you keep your time.
Yeah, I keep my time.
And so that intermittent fasting started dropping a pound a day.
I started dropping a pound a day and with working out. I would say for somebody who want to start working out, just start off slow. Start off walking. Just get your body moving and get your body back used to it. Just start burning calories and, you know, drink as much water as you can, lay up to a gallon, like your homeboy doing, and eat clean, eat you know, stay away from fast foods, probably eat that once a week, and try intermittent fasting. I think that works. It works for me. Way he broke it down, like, he said it's kind of like our ancestors, like the cavemen and stuff like that. They couldn't, you know, how they had
no refrigerator.
They had no refrigerator.
Right. Yeah. Ain't no running to the kitchen to grab something real quick.
No, they didn't. They went 16 hours sometimes for their next meal.
And even longer for meat sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did no meat in November, and I really challenged myself mentally because virtually that made every meal not my first choice. And so that was a big deal for me. You know what I'm saying? And so my body changed, and I didn't even have high blood pressure, but mine still dropped.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool. So what I'm going to do for January is keep it up. So I'm juicing and a bunch of stuff. So things are going to drop off.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to know if what I was thinking was right.
And yeah.
Indeed, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
So what I've noticed when I'm working out and I'm pushing up against the ceiling that I have, my thoughts are all fucked up.
Yeah.
What are you saying to get you to take one more step? To throw one more jab, to get up one more time. What are you saying to you?
Your mind can be your worst enemy sometimes when you do it. But I take my mind other places. Like if I'm training for a fight, I'm normally focusing on beating up that guy or beating up somebody else. That's what I normally focus on to keep me going. But if I'm doing cardio for me, it's nothing about a fight. And it's to lose weight. And I just watch Netflix or I just watch TV
on my Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it laughing. Yeah, keep your mind.
Keep something on.
Yeah, and you know when I do cardio, I try to do it for 30 or 45 minutes. That's a long time for me when you just step off a treadmill.
That's hella long. If you just getting on there 30 minutes, you'd be 8 minutes. You'd be like, God damn, I feel like I've been here for a whole sitcom.
Yeah, but that's why you. If I watch something interesting, and then I find out if you know I don't want to leave until the show is over.
Yeah. So now you done sat through the whole thing. Yeah, I fucked around through Lord of the Rings. Nigga, I almost died.
Yeah.
Trying to see what happened with that ring.
Yeah. No, I don't be watching the long movies on there. I might start, though, because but you know what? If you do a lot of cardio, it makes you hungry, though, right?
Yeah.
It makes you hungry.
I used to work out. I haven't smoked since January 1st of 2019. So all year, I'm done smoking. But I used to work out and then really want a Newport.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. I don't know if I like working out got rid of the nicotine that was in me, but maybe I'm talking about still sweaty, not to the car yet, want to lean on the building and smoke. Like, under the sign that say 24-hour fitness, I'm smoking. Yeah. Like, shit. I don't know what that is.
Man, when you smoke and you quit, you know, it's always going to be with you. I started smoking when I was 8 years old. My mom used to have me light the cigarettes on the stove when she lost her lighter of matches, right? Uh-huh. And so, you know, she used to get mad at me when I brought the cigarette back burnt. So I had to puff on it.
You had to keep it going.
And you had to keep it going. So they got me addicted to cigarettes. Mm. So I've been smoking since I was 8. And I quit when I turned 17 when I started doing sports. I quit for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you still think about it.
You still want it. It's still a monster nagging at you.
Yeah, it's still in you.
Mm-hmm.
You still want it.
It took me 3 months of pretty much every 15 minutes wanting a cigarette when I quit to where now I'm like, I don't think about it.
You quit cold turkey?
Yeah, I broke eight Newports in half. Like, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
There was no real catalyst either. I was just like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Because basically, when you smoke cigarettes, you get a little bit sick every time the seasons change.
Oh, for real?
I don't know if you noticed that, but like, if you're a consistent smoker, like if it goes from summer to whatever, you get sniffly, it's not full on flu. You're not really sick, but your body's trying to adjust to the different temperatures and the other stuff. And I was coming into the next season. I'm not going to do this shit again. And I just broke it in half and threw it out. And then every woman I dealt with was like, congratulations. Yeah. They treat you like a monster if they see you got to hide your smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you Asian, they don't give a fuck. They be like, don't mind. Asian smoke everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
At church.
They don't give a fuck.
At all. So what's, is there, you don't have kids?
Yeah, I got a bunch of kids.
How many kids you got?
I got 4 kids.
Oh, you just getting started.
Oh. Just getting started, man. I don't know. My youngest just turned 13.
Oh, you done then? You're like, cool. Because if you have any more kids, you're turning them into the babysitters, and that's like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I asked them if I could have 2 more. I'm like, I might. What if I remarry? And you know, and I'm, you know, if I remarry, I'm gonna marry somebody younger than me. And you know, what if she wants some more kids?
And you're 40.
I'm 41.
41. And how young you gonna date? You gonna get the
wife? You know, I don't go past 25.
Okay.
For a relationship. I'll smash past 25.
But mentality-wise.
Yeah, relationship, I ain't going past 25. She got to be like a mature 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had a bunch of bullshit?
Oh, man, yeah. Come on. I live in Orange County, fam.
Going down out there like that?
No, I got to bring women in.
You got to import.
Yeah, I got
to
import.
I just was talking to somebody like that. The only hope we have. Right. You either got to get a girl who just landed here from Nantucket.
Yeah.
And she ain't been here for more than 10 days.
Right.
Or you got to bring them in from where they have no reference of this whole.
Man, New York, Canada, Japan.
And my homeboy, my website designer is like, you got to get you a Canadian girl, man. They cool.
How you been to Vancouver?
Yeah, because I'm from Seattle originally. From Lacey, Washington, an hour south. But we go to Vancouver.
Dude.
It's dope.
It's dope.
And I was in Montreal last year for Just for Laughs, and that was cracking.
Oh, man, yeah.
Would you ever consider doing stand-up? Wait. For real, think about it. Because you had an answer ready to go.
Yeah.
And I mean, people ask for me. Real.
Because people ask me. I don't think I got the balls to do it.
But no one's going to heckle you. What do you
got? I'm, sure I'm sure people will.
Mike Tyson doing stand-up.
I know. He's killing it.
You should do stand-up.
I just don't know if I can.
Yeah, okay. How about this, right? So, like, the same way we talk about acting, right? Like, having an acting coach or you know, going to train. And we all take acting classes.
Yeah.
And any respectable actor is always working. It's like a muscle.
Oh, okay.
If you tried stand-up and put the training into it, you're going to get out what you put in.
Oh, okay.
That's so, with that knowledge, I think that makes the decision a little easier to have. I'm not asking you to just grab a mic and do a Netflix special. Oh, okay.
Special. So you saying, like,
hit some stages, fuck with it, punch up some jokes, play with some concepts, and then do it.
Comedians, they actually train.
Oh, yeah. Every time
I thought they were just naturally funny and just went out on stage.
You have something to work with.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
And that's, I didn't know that.
That's your voice and your essence. But at the end of the day, all the stuff we're writing and all the stuff we're saying, we have to mold it. We have to try it. We have to try it different ways. Then once that joke is good, you got to figure out where it fits between 2 other ones. And now you're building a whole set. It's a process.
I see a couple other MMA fighters doing stand-up, and then maybe that's keeping me from going. Like
Who?
Well, I'm just saying. I just see a couple of MMA fighters doing it.
But there's a clear path, bro. Cause I don't know if you have. Do you have beef, or you just at peace with everyone in the world?
Cool. I'm
good. I mean, fucking Rogan. If you legitimately took stand up serious, you'd be on that podcast within a split second. And fucking.
See, I don't know. I don't know about that.
See, that's why I asked that beforehand.
Yeah, I don't got no problem with Rogan, but we did have a problem years ago. When he used to come and take my fights, and he used to always. Talk about me not kicking people. And I was like, man, I'm trying to knock people out, and people desperately trying to take me down all the time. And that's the last thing you want to do is be on one leg when people desperately trying to get you to your back, right? You don't want to be kicking, right? And I know how to kick. I took Muay Thai, and, you know, so he talked about that so much, like, oh, Rampage one-dimensional. He's just out there punching people, and he's not kicking people. So all the fans hear it and they come at me and they come right
to
you.
So they just repeat the shit they
heard.
Yeah,
they come right to you on your Instagram and say, hey man, you need to learn how to kick. And these are like the new UFC fans. They're not the fans. They didn't know me from
not
that
the real ones.
Yeah.
These are the people who only know you from watching you kick a door.
Yeah, yeah. They're not the new ones. They're the new ones. They're not the ones that not the day one, because the day ones, they know I know how to kick.
Right.
They know they don't come at me. So all the new MMA fans become at me. And it got annoying after a while and I kinda like when at Joe Rogan, I said, man, why you can't see that I ain't kicking people because I'm trying to keep them from taking me down?
Right.
Why you don't just put that in there?
Right.
Because, you've been around MMA for a long time. You can obviously see that
you
everybody.
You recognize that this is my style. If they're going to do that to me, this is how I'm going to do that.
That's the last thing I want to do is kick it. And then I proved it one time. I was fighting this one wrestler. And I kicked him because they got in my head. I threw a kick and he almost took me down. And when they take me down, they don't go for submissions. They just lay there and try to score points.
Right.
And you can lose a fight that way.
Yeah.
And you can lose a fight against a shitty fighter, but he's just a good athlete. He's a good wrestler. He's good at holding you down.
Right.
And the referees don't be standing it up.
Yeah. And they should.
They should. And so that's why. So for years, I wasn't really kicking people. And then when I started learning boxing, he did have a good point. I wasn't blocking kicks. But I wasn't blocking the kicks that wasn't hard. If they wasn't hard and they kick me, I try to land a punch while they kick.
Right, because the kick don't matter, so let me knock you out.
Yeah, let me try to knock you out.
Right.
And I've been honest with everybody. My style has always been a brawler. Mm-hmm. When have you seen brawlers out there doing kung fu and kicking and doing that stuff? I'm a street brawler. You know, that's my style. That's why I brought.
God damn, you got hit by a car when you were four. You couldn't have kicked that. Wouldn't have helped. Kicks on. You got a type, and you're going to give him that.
Yeah.
It's going to be as best as it can get in that. So what did he say when you brought that to his attention? Was he like,
oh, yeah, I didn't bring it. I brought it out and it came like a real big thing and then kind of blew up. But then we kind of talked about it. So he came to me
at the
show.
Man. You never know. You never, because at the end of the day, stand-up, it's a fraternity. And so when we see somebody really putting the work in, really putting the effort, really training, there's a respect. It's like, say what you want, man, but he's fucking putting the work in. You know what I'm saying?
But what do you do if you go out there and you bombed? What do you do then?
Go up again.
You go up again.
We figure out why you bombed, and then we keep going. Okay, there's reasons. Nobody's bombing for no reason. There's only one comic I've ever met in my life that could turn a great crowd, great energy, great introduction, even a great 2 minutes of his own shit, and turn it into people being like, hey man, fuck you. Like, he's the only person I've ever seen. Patrick J from the Bay. And I hope he's gotten fixed that shit. I say names, so I don't give a shit. Anybody who knows Patrick J is like, right when I said it, they're like, nigga. Like, I promise you, Patrick J could take the perfect show and it's going great, and even he's killing, and something happens, bro, and it's inexplicable. It's unexplainable. It's maybe it's his body movement or his nonverbals, but something makes somebody in the back go, nigga, boo! Like, I don't know what it is. I've seen him kill, and I've seen him, like, kill. What the fuck just said? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, get him off. Like, I've seen it. You're not going to have that issue. Uh-huh. And the other thing that plays in your favor, which if, you know, you do it right, is that you already have an extremely high face value. Like, you probably can't go no goddamn where. Everybody, you know what I mean? They know you. Your face.
Only dudes, though. So
well, that's because that's what the brand is for.
This is sports, so that shit don't.
Yeah, but once you stop doing your fight, when you're not fighting no more, and you are, when you do the B.A. Baraka's origin story, it's gonna be women, kids, it's gonna be everybody, and then fuck around and start slanging jokes because you're funny, and people don't see that side. Y'all just see him like, oh, you know, he's an animal. Like, fuck you. Like, this is a solid, good dude with a great personality, fucking very funny. Dope family man, and I just want to shine some light on that side.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, man.
Goddamn, nigga, I can't even. Goddamn, shit, man. I just want to tap you.
No, I just like making people laugh because I like making myself laugh. I honestly, I need to be laughing all the time
for your own sanity.
Yeah, I just like to be laughing all the time.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I like it.
Laughter heals and adds life to your life, add years to your life.
That's good.
So I rock for 30 minutes, and anything over that is just because I've been enjoying the fuck out of myself. How far are we over that?
Yeah.
How much are we over that?
30.
That's 3 more minutes of just love and appreciation. I appreciate that. Tell them where to find you, social media, what you got coming up next, just on the way.
All right. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Rampage, the number 4 real. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's next. Hey, you know, I'm not getting back in the cage until I lose at least 30 or 40 pounds.
Okay.
Most likely 30 pounds. So I don't know. I'm just going to go in the lab, in the training room, and just work on it and get back like I used to be. Now that I know what was wrong with me.
Right. Well, I'll say this. When you are running or training or working out or in between those things and downtime and funny thoughts come to you, type them in your phone in a note.
All right.
Just start putting that shit that makes you go,
all right.
Put that shit over. Not the stuff that you copied and put on your wall, but your ideas,
all my own stuff.
And put that over there. And when it's time and when you're ready, I promise you, there'll be something there.
All right. I listen to your advice. I think about it. I don't think you comedians, y'all have balls, man. I respect y'all. You get up.
And I think you fighters got balls. God damn. It'd be you against the world to say, we up there alone and you out there alone.
I know, but it's different, though. It's different. I know you don't see it that way, but it's different. When I fight, I'm a different person anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm not the same person I am right now. So mm-hmm. it's different. That's my hustle. You know, I grew up fighting. I know how to fight. So it's nothing for me to get in the cage and fight. And, you know, I don't care if I get knocked out, beat up, kicked in the head, stuff like that. That stuff don't bother me. That, mm-hmm. that don't scare me. What scares me is getting up on the stage in front of a bunch of people by myself, talking and trying to be funny, and people boo me. That's scary to me.
That's crazy. Because I really don't want to be kicked in the head. And that's the only reason I had you on here, because I knew you don't kick. Now, I'm just playing. Cut this shit.